So let's go on to episode 13. This is the second part of Kingdom. So we did two parts. Let's continue with this. This is where the episode starts off with the big bad. Oh no, we didn't finish the one last thing. The scene where at the end of 12, where you see the main bad dude from Zao, whatever, the kin side, and he's like,
Miboka.
I'm gonna get revenge.
That was Liu Miu, whatever.
We see him in the beginning of episode 13, and he comes with the Keys King, the one with the snake.
Yeah.
So he is technically, and the way it felt is this guy is the money king, and he funds all the war people. Like, he basically was going to start a second coalition war.
No, he's just the king of the key.
He's just the king who has
remember the first coalition war?
Nation.
But in the
he was supposed to join the coalition war. But
he did, but he backed out.
He said he backed out.
No, you got them mistaken. He was gonna start the second coalition and attack Quinn.
That was
the idea.
Yeah, we know that.
Okay, so what is first one? He was part of the first coalition war, but because of him pulling back, Quinn won.
Right. Yeah, and the pulling back, what he did was he created a threat in the back end, so the three coalition couldn't send the full army because there was a threat from key potential threat, so they couldn't send the full army.
So and what he was saying he's like, if you don't give me an answer I like, I'm going to start a second coalition war.
Exactly, yes. He will coordinate with Riboku and start it. Yeah.
Hey, you need to win me over.
But I have nothing to do with money,
though. If you don't win me over, you're going to be at war with me the very next moment. That's basically what he was saying to the king. Yeah. So this is the episode where the king and the biggest bad guy come. And it's like the whole unexpected thing. And this took me for a curveball because I was expecting the king, but I wasn't expecting this kind of political aspect. But the direction it went, the dialogue, the tension, the betrayal, the drama, and everything, like what happens next. And how...
Betrayal.
Well, in a sense where this guy, Kai Z, whatever, he basically, if they were going to go to war, he would have died regardless. It was a betrayal to the king because he went against him without his permission, other neighboring nations, and he was getting intel or getting other people in Bramid.
You're missing the point of all that. No, that was not the intention at all.
Not for him. Look, the guy wanted something. He wanted the king to be won over by the other guy.
No, other that was not the intention. Last time, the king of Quinn spoke to the chancellor. You remember his name?
Yeah, Liu Biu, whatever the fuck his name is.
They had a conversation about
this guy was there. This guy was there, and he got won over by him.
And he did not go to the king of Quinn.
I remember him.
As a traitor. He already knew that this is the direction we need to head. He already knew that Quinn was going to be able to win the king of Quinn.
I don't know if he did because he said I didn't know you were this far prepared with the answer. He said it when he was daydreaming over there on the rock. He was like, "How far have you thought about this?" He goes, "I didn't think you were prepared for this answer."
You have to realize his words had already moved him. The old man. The old man already
in the beginning from that one. Us,
the old man's agenda was, let's get the king Kui with king of Quinn and let them be allies. He already knew it was going to happen.
I don't know if it was going to happen because
I think he understood the king of
severity of it. Yes, severity of
because
it. It was worth the risk. I mean, it was worth the risk.
Worth the risk because I think he also knew the guy.
Because
the old guy talked to King of Key to stop the first coalition, and when he died, and when the king that kind of was hugging him,
exactly.
Yeah, so there was already this connection.
How long have you been cold? Oh man, what a fucking moment!
It was a beautiful moment.
It was beautiful.
So I mean, those are kind of like. Go ahead. I like the political aspect, but go ahead, Murray. You can go ahead. Fight.
No, like, for me, like, this kind of goes back to episode 12. Like, I don't need fights. These are some of the best moments in Kingdom. Yeah. I love, you know, this old guy's, and, you know, they're like, And I stopped to think, like, the concept of law, rule of law,
that's,
didn't exist.
I had to sit on it. It's I had to fast, sit on that yeah. thought. I had it, to sit on that yes, thought.
Me too. I said, I was like, oh, right.
This is what we have now.
The, yeah, exactly. The exactly.
That setting up. That's what we live in.
Imagine, like, that's an innovation, right? To us, it's like,
I, honestly,
given.
I never understood law to the degree I understand it now.
Yeah. Like, the point of, like, kingdom. You don't give the men kingdom. The power. Right, like, yeah, because you don't want to give it up to the man.
Yeah.
And I just love that kind of, like, it. Obviously, it's not 100%
right? legal, yeah.
but just this perspective that probably other, you know, brilliant politician of the past is like, this is why we do these things, and it's just a fascinating change of pace. Is perfectly, just I loved everything about this episode, man. They were so good. And man, it feels like 5 minutes. I was like, what the? I was just watching. I was like, oh shit, that's so cool. And then him, King said, like, he has, how many good speeches does he have? Holy fuck, the king just constantly dropping. Last season,
there's a reason why he's a king. There's a reason why he's a king.
Yeah.
And you see it in this episode, even at the end, the king of Kui was like, if this guy does not change his mind, if he stays consistent to what he believes in, I am 100% behind him. I am not moving, and I'm going to support this man. And the king of Kui, you see him bow down. Thank you for pulling your troops back. You see him thanking him. It's
no, every he conquered time, a nation. He literally conquered a nation.
He
became without any fight.
Without any war.
Without a bloodshed. Which is kind of
he
it's kind of a nice parallel.
Let's be honest, he conquered it.
But it's a, like, kind of nice parallel versus Kanki too, right? Kanki took over with a lot of bloodshed, but he kind of convinced with words a whole nation, right? Like, so that's and then it's kind of interesting. Also, Riboku was the biggest threat.
And remember what they said. The whole point of him was, you're taking over all these nations. You're taking over all these villages. What if one of them, or two of them, or three of them, don't support the idea? And he said, "We'll make them understand. We'll tell them what we're trying to build. We're trying to build a middle kingdom. Everyone is on equal footing. That's the important part. Equal fucking footing with laws. That no king is above you. Even and that's the fucking thing. When he said, when the king of Kui said, even kings." He said, even queen, even king.
No, even he's, royalty, he, I think. Royalty or noble.
Yeah, even, I think he said kings or something. I don't think he said noble.
Royalty or nobles.
I don't remember the exact words.
Whatever. High people.
The point is, as soon as he said, yes, even king or royalty or nobles, you see the king of Kui looking up. He's been wanting, even the old men have been wanting an answer.
Right.
How do you stop the
bloodshed? Yeah. I think everybody is like, and I think that's the big
thing. Everyone's giving up, right? Everyone's giving up.
Every king is like, how do I stop people from dying? And this showed all the death around, all the people, thousands and thousands and millions of people dead.
500 years. 500 years.
One thing I did not like was the king of Kui was sitting down and he had this huge stature.
That was so dope.
Aura, right?
Yeah.
But our boy was standing the whole time, but stern. Every answer, no. Right? Every answer was no. Like, like there were a couple of times when he said no, and he was very concrete, and he explained, this is why it's not going to work. This is what I'm trying to do. And then, bro, the fucking light, the glimmer in his eyes every time he fucking answered. What a solid episode. This man, the king of Quinn, whoever wrote his fucking lines, every time this guy gives a
speech, bother. Yeah.
Every fucking time, whether it's against the chancellor, his own people, whether he's trying to raise the morale of civilians, on fucking point, without fighting, completely opposite of Shin. Completely fucking opposite.
Very opposite, right.
Bro.
It's all... He's smart.
He's the kind of guy that Shin will follow for the rest of his life.
Oh, Shin will... Yeah. Bro, and I love the fucking bond they have going on. You know, like, everyone is like, Shin just goes.
They're both rivals. Like, just like his thought process is, just because I'm king doesn't mean I'm not going against this guy. He's always like, oh, he caught up so fast, I gotta go further. He's like competing. It's so dope.
And the idea of Shin is, yes, he wants to be a great general at the end of the day. For what? to support the King of fucking Queen. Bro, the brotherhood they have, the bond they have, every time I see fucking just Shin walking in front of the king, picks up his daughter, throws her, plays with her. Bro, these are the fucking moments. This is what makes a great show.
He saved his daughter. He saved his life. Yo, they're like brothers. They're like brothers.
Let's say it again.
Yeah, brother.
Whoever is not watching fucking Kingdom,
you're missing
please
out.
Please watch this anime. We will say it every fucking time we review this fucking anime. You guys are missing fucking out. You don't know what
Kingdom is. It's so sad. Is there part two?
That's my conversation.
At the end, it has to be part two because part the king is not walking to go talk to the dude, remember?
But the thing is, like, this war is like 3 seasons worth, so I'm just curious what they're going to do.
Kingdom is not going to do us like Demon Slayer. No fucking way. Kingdom has been... no fucking way. All right, let's end it with the last thing, the old man dying.
That was so sad and dope.
He kept on holding his heart the whole time.
So you kind of felt that he was...
No, he was holding his heart because there were so many shocking moments every time. And I think that's when his heart couldn't take it. Be like, this is what I've been waiting for all my life. The fact that King of Queens said...
to death.
Yeah, but that's the fucking thing. I don't understand.
That's a dope death.
I think he lived because of the information was in that. He wasn't getting shocked. I think it kept him alive.
Yeah, giving hope and kept him alive.
And finally, when he kind of concluded, he's like, I finally accomplished something.
I'm satisfied. At peace.
And he went, passed away.
That's why he thanked him. He said, thank you. You know, this is, at the end of the day, that's what he was saying. This is what I've been waiting for all my life. Well, with the part that I didn't understand was, when the King of Kui said, how long have you been cold? Because your body's very cold. I'm thinking the guy died a while ago.
Me too. It was his spirit taking him to the last mission ever.
I think it was the last mission. That was beautiful. 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
Beautiful. I love it. It's what makes Kingdom truly amazing. One of the peak.
Amazing.
So I originally had it at 9.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Then I told Amy I had to sit on this episode. I literally had to sit on this episode, and it's a fucking 10. This entire season is a perfect score.
What show has given us 9? 10 out of 10. 9 out of 10.
No, you have Kingdom a 12 has never missed. Part one. Never missed.
You have a 12
except
episode
you're fucking 7.5, 6.5 fucking...
Yeah. You're saying like, you're the guy who gave us 7.5.
I have to feel a certain... This episode had no fighting. I gave it 10 out of 10. Right?
I think Kingdom does the masterful pacing where I need that impact, right?
Like the king every time...
But you can't do that every episode, right? Like, you just physically can't.
Bro, that's the thing. That's the beauty.
You gave it 7.5. I gave it 7.5
because I did not like the whole coming from here. You guys enjoyed it, but for me, it was like, we've seen it. You know, I want something different. Which Kingdom delivered, bro?
At the end, like, it's 10 out of 10. The season, 10 out of 10.
So it's a 10 out of 10 for me this episode. Sui, what about you?
10.
I'm telling you, the whole season is a 10 for me.
Okay, that's what I'm going to get to. The entire season. What are we rating?
It's my favorite season. It's my favorite season.
I think the entire season, I give it 10 out of 10. It literally humbled me.
This season humbled me.
Yeah. Even though a couple of episodes were not 10 for me, the entire season as a whole, I don't give a fuck. 10 out of 10.
I know
10 out of 10.
Again, this is the first time we're going to ever agree and give a perfect score to an anime. Well-deserved. Keep watching it. What's part two?
Like, I read it. There's no... I didn't see any update on part two.
Let me look it up.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take this, offline. Make sure you like and subscribe. Go check out Kingdom. My wife has started watching it. She's already on episode 20-something. It's a great anime. Season 1 animation is not good, but the story is great. Season 2 animation story incredible. Season 3 is a fucking movie, a fucking masterpiece. 4 masterpiece and 5. Oh my fucking god. Like we all said, a 10. Like and subscribe. We'll be back later. We're gonna miss you, Kingdom. Can't wait till you're back. Peace.
I know.
Peace.
Sad.